what did you put down into the well to pull the
bucket.
Water? What is that bucket made of?
Made of tin.
You said you had some cotton out here. How did you take care of your cotton? What'd you have to do to that?
I picked my hand, and put it in a wagon to get as much as a bale. About 1,500 to 1,600 pounds, make a bale of cotton, haul it off and have it baled. Pick it by hand. Did you ever pick any cotton? Mm-hmm. You'll try it twice.
Yeah. How'd you get the all that grass and stuff out of the cotton field?
Well, you had to hoe it. The hoe. Now they've got this stuff that for the spread, you see, and it kills that grass. You don't have to hoe it no more. Now the boys are spraying for boll weevil.
Yeah.
The boll weevil is bad now. They sprayed some, he said, yesterday. It had 4 or 5 boll weevils in a bloom.
Good heavens.
Yeah. Ew. It won't make nothing. Boll boll will fall off.
Did you always call that grass in the cornfield grass, or did you call it anything else?
No, I always called it grass.
What did you say? Corn grows out in the what?
The corn does what?
Corn and cotton, it grows in a what?
Why, in a row.
And you have a lot of rows together, and this makes one big...
big field.
If you were growing tobacco, would you say the same thing? Would you say it grows in...
I guess it grows in a row. I never seen it grow. I imagine it does. I don't know. I never was seeing any tobacco grow. I imagine it does. I don't know. I heard the fella talking about it, the way they had to do it. It's in a row, I reckon it was. They had to spray it and do it all. Pick all them old big long worms off of it.
Did you ever build any fences around your land?
Any what?
Fences?
Fencing, oh yeah. You had a fence back if you wanted to raise cattle or hogs, you had a fence.
What kind of fences did you build?
American fence.
What kind?
American fence.
How did you do that?
Well, you line up your post and roll out your wire, stretch it, and you have to tack it up, you have a fence.
Uh-huh.
Put your post about every 12 feet apart. That's where you're going at.
Did you ever have any kind of fence that you would put around a yard like that?
Oh yeah, I used to have yard fences, but I never did have anywhere I live. Because my daddy had yard fences when I was growing up. It soon tore them down.
What's that kind of fence that's got sharp points on it?
That's barbed wire.
Did you ever see any? Huh?
Now you could put fence for cattle, use barbed wire. But now if you're going to fence for the hogs, you had to use American fence.
What was that?
Back in my daddy's day, they used to make rail fences. Rail fences then.
How'd they do that?
Well, they have about 12 feet log and split it up in rails, and then build your fence out of them rails.
Uh-huh. Sounds like hard work.
Yeah, it is hard work. I'm telling you. I cleaned out a many corner of them old. See, they crossed them this way, that way, left a place right in the center there. I cleaned out a many corner of fence rows. They used to clean out fence rows back then. They don't do that anymore. They bulldoze them up now. But we used to have to take an axe and a fire blade and cut them out the other way. That's the way we hard blade. Okay, we used to do it. That's like cutting wheat. You chop wheat. I've chopped lots of wheat. Then they come chop it, and then they come around with your thrasher. Thrash it. Now they don't do that anymore. They use, let it get ripe and go in there and combine it. You don't have to chop it or thrash it.
How many shocks did you put up together?
How many what?
Did you make bundles into shocks?
Oh yeah, you just take a bundle of wheat and put 12, 15 bundles in that shock. Cap it off with two bundles, you see. We'll chop lots of wheat. I'll pitch lots of wheat. Wheat thrasher.
And what?
I said I'll pitch lots of wheat with a wheat thrasher. Pitch it up to the wagon, you see, and put it on the wagon, haul it to the wheat thrasher.
Did you ever try to fool a hen into laying eggs?
No.